This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We met Megan Maroney one time previously at Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a lot of time at Stagecoach, so it was really great to sit down and talk with her backstage before her headlining appearance at our KSON Country Christmas.
Megan, I have to say that the very first time I got to see your full show was with Kenny Chesney in L.A., and I was blown away, and you can ask John. All I kept talking about when I came back to work on Monday was that show and how great you were.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember LA being an amazing show. I miss that tour a lot.
Yeah. You're really close with Kenny, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is it the mentorship? What is it that's the best part of that relationship?
I think it's half him being a mentor and knowing that everything I have to do, he's already gone through. So I know whether it's a live performance or whatever it is, I know that he has a lot of knowledge on that. And then also just the friendship. I mean, like, him and I have become such good friends, and we laugh because the first time we went out to get breakfast together, like before the tour, just to meet each other, we never thought, like, what could we have, like, you know, that much in common. But it's just a lot of fun. We just go out and hang out, and it's fun. Yeah.
I think I want to know what you guys order for breakfast.
So I ordered biscuits, I like gravy, all the unhealthy stuff. Kenny gets healthy stuff.
Sure.
So I wanted to ask you something else, because there was a time that Kenny said he was never going to sing She Thinks My Tractor Sexy again. And you came out, I know I keep bringing it back to the show, but I was so impressed. You came out on this little John Deere tractor. Was that a surprise to him the first time you did that?
100%. Yeah, I think the surprise was fun because there were two different parts to it. The first song when I did All the Pretty Girls was I came out dressed like him, and he thought that was it. Yeah. And then She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. I, like, ran off stage. I watched him turn around because I, like, sprinted because I did the little towel thing that we would do because I didn't want to throw him off yet.
Yeah.
So when he started singing the verses, when I dashed off stage.
Right.
But, yeah, he was definitely surprised. I thought that was really, really funny. And
I loved it. I loved every
minute of it. He was definitely surprised. Like, he still talks about it, and it was just such a fun
moment.
Dude,
you did good. I got a high five.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
I can't believe no one had done that before.
Right?
But, yeah, just such a full circle moment because I used to, you know, listen to him going to school. My mom would have him, his CDs, and it was just, yeah, it's a cool moment to be able to sing that with him.
This is the time of the year the lists come out, the best of. Like, three of the best of country records of the year, you're in the top three of all of them.
Really?
Yes, you are.
I haven't seen that.
The Boot and somebody Fredsless. I don't know.
Fredsless.
But you are literally, you are a mainstay in the top. No.
Craigslist likes my album.
No, it's Fred. You are in the top three of the best records of the year.
That's crazy.
Are you worried that this is all happening too fast? Are you ready for what's going to happen next year?
I feel like it's all been gradual to me. I mean, from how I've, you know, how me and my team have worked, it's like we keep just keeping our heads down and working hard, and good things keep coming from that. So I think it's been great, but it is fast. But I'm also like, I don't expect it, but it's like we do put in a lot of hard work, and I'm proud of the songs that I write, and so I'm happy that people connect with them. You know, some of them are really sad, so it's unfortunate that so many people connect with them.
Right.
But,
you're healing people with those sad songs, too. You know that. There were songs when you were a teenager that, like, oh, my God.
My mom, the other day, found my, like, little art easel that I used to paint on, and on the back of it, I had to have been so young. I wrote, I guess I should have been more like her. Like, in my little girl handwriting.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was a little emo cowgirl.
Yeah. you were.
Megan, the story of your rise now is kind of legendary as far as the whole sorority party and Chase Rice being there. Did you know you were such a strong songwriter when you were challenged to write songs?
Well, when I was challenged by Chase to write my first song, I did it by myself and it was easy. And apparently that's not a, like a thing.
No,
but I didn't know. I was just like, he told me I needed to write a song. I'm like, okay, done. Did it. Okay. And it wasn't until I started to like write more consistently that I was like, maybe there's something here. Of course, you know, I wrote a lot of bad songs before they started getting good. But I definitely think there was something there. And I always loved writing. Like, it sounds nerdy, but like in all of my, I would get like really high scores in all my papers. There's like a standardized test that you have to take in Georgia when you're like a either like sophomore or junior or something, and I scored a perfect score on it. So I can write things.
Right.
So that's about as like much as I knew about myself as a writer in high school.
We all know Megan writes good songs. I mean, that's why you paid money to watch her sing on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about the crappy songs. As we continue our conversation with Megan Maroney next, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Megan Maroney let us know how she kind of stumbled upon this God-given talent, obviously, of songwriting. Mm-hmm. Not even singing, but songwriting. When Chase Rice, at a sorority party where she was discovered, said, I'll let you come on tour with me, but you have to write a song.
Right.
And she's like, okay, here it is. And it was great.
Turns out she's got a gift for writing.
But, as she mentioned, she's written a bunch of songs that, how did she put it? Not the best.
So one of the best country rock bands of all time are the Eagles. The late Glenn Frey used to write songs for Bob Seger. And Bob Seger told Glenn Frey, you're going to write a bunch of songs before you write one good one.
Exactly.
Do you have a ton of really bad stuff that you finally emerged to become what you are now?
I mean, I don't think any of it is necessarily bad, because if it was really going bad, I am the kind of artist that's like, let's not, I don't even want my name on this song. Like, we can just give up and like write something else. Like, we don't have to like push it. If it's not good, let's just not finish it.
By the way, that's a good title too. I don't want my name on this song. I love that.
I wrote that actually. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
In the room, you can feel if it's going to be good. And so I think the ones that are finished and ones that have my voice on it, I don't think any of them are necessarily bad. They're just ones that, you know, all of my albums, I will say, I try to not say the same feeling twice. Like not say something, the same feeling in a different way. So each song is a different experience. So some of my songs that don't make albums are like, maybe they made you feel the same way as Mama I Lied did. But I liked Mama I Lied more than the other one. So that's how I like choose songs.
You have so many young women in the audience right now who are just so thrilled that they get the opportunity to be here tonight and see you. What does that do in your heart?
It's just, I mean, as it is healing for them to scream the lyrics, it's healing for me to hear them sing those words back to me when, you know, I would cry for 10 hours and then break it right back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like they're singing it with me and screaming it because it's their own story. But like, it's very healing to me to see that it's almost like you have a bunch of friends out there that are just like with you and they feel you because they've gone through something similar. So yeah, I just love writing songs, and it's just such a gift, I feel like, to be here and be able to do this.
Megan, we've had a lot of these shows. This is probably the fastest one of these shows I've saw in a long time. Are you ready for what's
we
about to be
are
next?
About to get lit, okay?
Right.
I'm so excited. I know, I saw my manager went outside and took a picture of the merch lines, and they all look so cute in their like dresses and their boots and stuff. But I have no doubt that they're going to be loud and crazy, which are my favorite shows.
But are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm forced to be ready all the time.
It was really, really cool behind the scenes on Saturday to, I don't know if you felt this, Tam. We're getting Megan Maroney now. This is, I think, the start of not star, but superstardom. Do you feel that same way?
I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's, I'm not disrespecting or criticizing her whatsoever. It almost seems too easy. Like she was born to do this. Like, oh, I remember vividly watching a kid that was younger than me and smaller than me play baseball on my team. And I was a good baseball player. This kid came up and out-hit me by easily 20 feet every hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. That was when I realized that there are, you know, you could be good at something, and then you could be as I like to say, touched by God yes. as far as talent.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I get it. And not everybody's going to be the same talent-wise. You can mm-hmm. be good, but you're not going to be able to be ever as good as that guy is. And that's just a fact of life. I think that's kind of what we got with Megan Maroney.
Sure. She's doing what she was born to do. It's pretty cool.
I love how she was challenged to do so, did it, and say, like, oh, and wow, there you go. It's fun to watch somebody not only fulfill their dreams, but know they're doing a great job doing so.
Here is Megan Maroney, I'm Not Pretty, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.